Yeah, disappointment, obviously, because you know, I didn't see it coming, and we're very much deep into our planning for pre-season. So I got notified yesterday by Rob Chapman and Andrew Pays, and then had to go down and tell the coaches and then go home and tell my family. Yeah, so very, very disappointed.
Have you had an
exploration? Interviews and end-of-season interviews. Do you feel betrayed, or is it confusing?
Oh, no, I mean, we were aware that there was a review underway from about June this year, and I guess everything was looked at, and unfortunately the result is I've lost my job. So that's the way this industry is, though. You know, it's ruthless, and it's very much results-driven, and I've got to now look for another opportunity, which I'm really excited about. You know, it's only been 24 hours, and the dust hasn't settled yet, but... yeah, I've you know, taken some phone calls already from some club execs. So I'll take this opportunity to have a bit of a break and catch my breath, and looking forward to the next adventure.
You lost key players, you lost Taylor Walker, you lost Amberla, you lost Kurt Tippett, you lost Draft. Do you feel like you had one hand time behind your back?
Oh yeah, we certainly had some challenges along the way. I mean, a lot of them we did meet, and others we had some trouble with, but. I mean, I've loved my time here. You know, I've become really passionate about this footy club, and you know, I've spoke to a lot of the players today, and there'll be no one happier than me if these boys, you know, move forward and win a premiership. You know, I'll be cheering as loud as anybody. This team deserves success, and I don't think it's too far away. You know, I'm expecting this group to have a really good season next year, and I'm sure with a new coach and a new appointment, these guys can rebound really quick.
Brendan, were you given an explanation as to why they wouldn't fulfil their contract for you?
I mean, obviously I was. Yeah, I was speaking with Rob Chapman about a couple of things that I needed to improve on, and they thought that they would be better off heading a different direction at this stage. So I respect the board's decision. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand that that's why boards are in place, to make those sort of calls, and... I've got to live with it and move on. That's just the way it is.
There you have it, Brenton Sanderson's press conference over in Adelaide. 17 minutes to 5 o'clock, and Rob Chapman, the Adelaide chairman, has jumped on the phone for us. Rob, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon, fellas.
I bet it's a tough day for you, but I guess we need to ask or try and understand over here in Victoria. I mean, in his first year, Brenton Sanderson, he was 5 points from a prelim. Mm-hmm. Not long after that, Tippett's gone. Tex Walker does a knee. No draft picks. You lost Van Berlo as well. From us here in Victoria, from the outside looking into Adelaide, it seems to us something abhorrent must have happened. Can you understand why we think that?
Oh, most certainly. And, you know, I spent a good most of the day yesterday with Brenton going through it, and clearly would not walk away from the fact that he got dealt some bad hands there, things that are completely outside of his control. But look, I suppose, you know, coaching in the AFL these days, it's a very difficult job, and you're juggling a lot of balls. And it's not just Saturday afternoon, match day, you know, coaching, manoeuvring. It's managing players, it's managing a staff, it's managing commercial operations, player managers, and the whole lot. And, you know, that all goes into the mix. And, you know, as I said, Sando had some excuses there. Quite valid ones, but after the two seasons that we've had, and we've got a very impatient, I suppose, supporter base, financial member base, and we just assessed where we were at. We've conducted a fairly lengthy, a fairly exhaustive review, of which Brenton has been part of for the last several weeks, and we just thought where we're at and where we want to head with that, we needed to exact some change. And as hard as it was, and no one likes doing this, we elected to make that change, and that was the decision that was made yesterday.
Rob, one of those, well, that change being the coach leaving, was that with one eye on Simon Goodwin as a possibility?
No, not at all, David. We, you know, I suppose out of respect for Brenton, of course, but we have not approached anybody. Only this morning we had a scheduled board meeting. We're now just working out how to go about the search for the new coach, looking at the qualities, attributes, skill set that we're looking for to match our squad and where it's at. And I suppose that search starts today.
Rob, some would say that it might be preemptive, that the decision's been made too soon, that if this decision was to be made, that you would have a fallback plan, because What happens if you go into the marketplace and you can't find the coach suitable to coach the Adelaide Crows?
Look, we're confident we will, and obviously, you know, that was one of the scenarios and one of the risks that that was played out by management, and then that came up to the board. We're confident our next coach is out there. We know who they are. We know their managers. We know what they've done. Obviously, a couple of clubs are going through, you know, well, not similar processes, but processes for assistant coaches. Look, we think we can conduct our own process and come up with the right coach for our club today. And I don't think it's going to be too exhaustive. Having said that, we wouldn't compromise the process to just ensure we get the right person.
Rob, I know the rivalry between yourself and the Adelaide Crows is enormous, and I reckon it must have been hard as the chairman of the Adelaide Football Club and for all of your supporters to watch Port Adelaide's success. I mean, they have gone ballistic. I imagine that stung your supporters and may have even stung, you know, at board level. Watching them go past you, has that had anything to do with, you know, cutting your coach free?
Hey, you're damn right it stings. That rivalry with Port Adelaide is as intense as it's ever been. And, hey, look, congratulations to them. They have, you know, they've taken their game to another level, and we respect that. And hopefully that charges us too. Competition's really good. And I think the winners out of that are our fans, because they're getting a better experience. But, you know, to suggest that influenced our decision, I think, would be wrong. But nonetheless, you know, their success and the success of other clubs, those clubs that regularly play in finals, probably drives us even more, because that's where we think our list should be. That's where we think as a club we want to be. You know, our vision is to be the very best that we can, the most respected and successful football club in the land. And we're a little off that, and we've been a little off that for the last couple of years.
Rob, the board members that reappointed Brendan Sanderson last year for an extra 2 years, do they come under scrutiny? Because it's going to cost the club $1.4 million.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that number, David. I've heard a lot of numbers bandied around. And
it's a big number, though. It's seven figures.
It's a number, and those details should remain confidential between us. But, look, 12 months. You know, people say a week's a long time. 12 months is a really long time in football, and lots of things change. Programs change, people change. And at the time last year, to go back on it, we actually signed Brenton to a two-year extension on the back of management putting up a paper recommending to do so. And the rationale, quite simply, and I won't go into all of it, but a key part of that was to give Brenton every chance of succeeding, taking that pressure off him. If we'd given him 1 year, there still would have been increased speculation. The board aren't backing him. They're hedging their bets. You know how it all plays out. And we didn't want to do that. And we wanted to give him the best chance of success, given some of those other things that you'd called out. So at the time, we made the call. We stand by the call. But when you're sitting back at the board, which is all about mitigating risk, and we're sitting there going, look, we're not happy with what's happened the last 2 years. We need to make a decision. We are financially sound, and maybe the bigger risk would be to do nothing. And that number might pale into insignificance if we had another year like last year and we lost our supporter base and our members. So that was part of the decision-making process.
We speak with Rob Chapman, the Adelaide chairman. Mark Rusciuto's influence in your town, Rob, is enormous. We know that from back here. And well, from what we understand and the people that we talk to, it seems Rue had Brenton in the gun for quite a while. Does that ring true to you?
It rings true in the sense that's what people think. And you're absolutely right. You know, Rue is a big personality in this town. But Rue's been acting in the capacity of as a director for the last 3 months. I said to him earlier this year, mate, come on board as a director. We'd sort of agreed that would be at the end of the year, but we decided that once we'd made the decision to conduct this review, I said, mate, let's leverage your expertise. You know, no one questions his experience and experiences in football, and they've been invaluable. But to suggest, and I know you're not doing it, but to suggest he's had Sando in his sights from day one, I think would be wrong. His experiences in conducting this review helped us reach the right conclusions. And he was just one of five people on that review panel and one of seven board members.
Rob, did you take the players' voice into account? Did you speak to any of the players, senior players, about their feelings and their understanding? Because they're with him every day, whether he could carry out the job required.
Yeah, we did. I mean, what I don't want people to read into that is, and it's been thrown at me a few times today, that, you know, this is a player-led initiative. Look, the players are but one of the many internal, external stakeholders that we consulted. And, you know, we took their opinions into account. And, you know, they hold some influence. They are big stakeholders in this and should have some say. So I respected what they said, took it into account, and, you know, we reached the decision that we did.
Last one. Rob, are you likely to employ a coach that has coached before or someone that is new?
Yeah, good question. And again, been asked a couple of times. I'm open-minded at this stage. We just want to assess everybody. Everyone's got to start somewhere. We know what our list or how it looks at the moment. We think we know what it's capable of doing. We need to match the right skill set, the right philosophies with the right person. So, you know the whole routine. You know, clubs do this year in, year out. We'll do it. Do it to the best of our ability, and I'm really confident that we can find someone to lead us to what we all aspire to, and that's playing finals football, winning finals football, and ultimately a grand final.
Rob, thanks for joining us on Melbourne Time of Footy. We appreciate it.